Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and the shop has been. Glory be. We have food. We've got a house with food. I didn't know what to eat first. You know, when you're looking at it all spread out, I was like, what could I go for? Oddly, and this was an odd choice, I went for a bowl of bran flakes. I know, just fancied it. Just caught my eye. I thought, no, I'll save the other stuff. I'll save the other stuff for best. So I had a bowl of bran flakes with sultanas lightly sprinkled on top. And yeah, I mean, I'll come back to the toast later on. That's on its way. I'm going to have that at the back of my mind that that is coming. So a small pause in proceedings today because just want to honour the passing of our printer. Our printer has died. It's no more. It's not having it. It's not interested. It's given up. Now, this is the second printer. No one's asked, but here we are. This is the second printer that I've owned in my adult life because the first printer, I mean, she was a gem. She was marvellous. I got her when we lived with my sister and we called her Pam. Pam the printer. God, she never let you down until she couldn't go on anymore. But I mean, I think I had that printer for about 8 years, which on the one hand is like, well, yes, it should. I mean, really, should they give up at all? But on the other hand, that's quite, you know, it was quite a committed relationship for me with that printer. She could scan, she could copy. She had her own little computer screen that would tell you, it would give you messages. She was a marvel. And then one day she just couldn't pick up paper anymore. And that was it. That was the end of Pam. So I went out and bought a new printer and I based this printer on what was the cheapest printer available. And you know what we say, you buy cheap, you buy twice. John couldn't believe that anyone would go out and just buy a printer, like just off the shelf, no knowledge, no research, just go, yeah, sure, I'll have that one, it's cheap. And let me tell you, I've paid the price because that printer has been crap. It's been rubbish. The ink's run out in about half an hour. Things were blurry. I used to print, I had to print weddings. That's the main thing that I used the printer for. And I was like printing people's wedding vows. And I was like, can you read this? Is it a bit too blurry? Are people going to stumble over their wedding vows because of this cheap printer? Anyway, that's the printer that's now died. And because it was a cheap printer, it didn't have the little screen that Pam had to actually tell you what the problem was. No, you had to sort of decipher it in this strange code of flashing lights. So you had to sit and count how many times the hazard light flickered, and that would then tell you what the problem was. And I sat and I counted 16 in one go, which meant contact your service provider. I don't have a service provider. I doubt this printer even has a service provider. So that's gone. And so it was John's moment to shine. He was straight on witch. And now it's the dawning of a new age, a new day, because a very sleek, very modern white printer has arrived and it lights up. That's how it talks to you. Nancy was interested until I had to download an app to be able to use it. And this is the other thing. Because my laptop isn't the most up-to-date that it possibly can be, it can't print colour. I could print colour from my phone. I can't print colour from the laptop. And I mean, isn't that modern life right there? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for coming to my TED talk about printers. I love you very much and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.